There are two things that are absolutely true. Grandma loves you, and she would never say no to McDonald's. So treat yourself to a Grandma McFlurry with your order today. It's what Grandma would want. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome into an episode of Believe in Kentucky. My name is Vinny Hardy, alongside Aaron Gershon from the Cats Paws, former UK quarterback Jalen Whitlow, who gave us that highlight courtesy of Tom Leach. And we're joined, fellas, by a guest. It's March Madness, but we're talking football first. We got the director of performance, the head strength and conditioning coach, Coach Mark Hill, in the house with us tonight. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing good, fellas. Thanks for having me. How's it going?
Appreciate you coming on.
No doubt. Absolutely. My pleasure. I got to just do this from the jump, because reading up on you, Coach, saw that you're from Lynette, Alabama. So We got Jalen Whitlow at Alabama, you know. We just got to step aside and give y'all the floor and let y'all talk Alabama and get caught up on all things Bama and who you know and the connections and all that. Because we had Trevor Fitz on, the UK baseball director, player development. He was from Birmingham, so him and Jalen was talking Bama stuff. So we're just going to give y'all the floor and talk Lynette and Montgomery right quick, man.
Yeah, he's from the big city.
Something like that.
I'm from the country, little small 4A school.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with Lynette, man. I'm trying to remember. Maybe we had like a basketball tournament or something in high school. We were playing down there or something. But from Montgomery. Went to Prattville High School, though.
Okay.
Yeah, graduated from Prattville.
Same ball right there. That's 6A.
Yeah, 6A. Well, now it's 7A, but it was 6A at the time, you know. From the gump, man.
That's what's up.
From the gump. Small world.
Yeah, man.
Every time he says Prattville, because see, Coach Fitz said the same thing. Prattville.
Prattville got a tradition, man, and baseball and football.
Yeah. No doubt about that.
Yeah.
Some good Roman Harper. Roman Harper's probably the biggest name to come out of Prattville. His dad is a legend. His brother is a legend. His sister is a legend. Obviously, he is. But we had a few, man. We had a few guys come out of there. I mean, I'm trying to think right now who's in the league. We had Derek Moncrief that played at Auburn, played at Oklahoma State. He's in the CFL right now. Curly, but you know, we had a few guys, man, that come out of there and go do something. We had a major league pitcher who was a couple years older than me, too. I forget his name, played for the Braves for a minute, but yeah, you know, Lil Pratt has some talent, man.
Not little, not Lynette's little.
How many people in Lynette?
Oh my god, probably about if it's 3,000, it's 2,600. Oh, Lynette, I'm telling you, Lynette is so small. Every time I go to Walmart, I see at least five people I know, and two of them I'll be related to.
You guys got Christian Story, right? He's from where he's coming out of, right?
Now we got the number of just ballers we got per capita.
Yeah,
is outstanding.
It's pretty. Man. Yeah, I was gonna say it's pretty impressive.
In Alabama, man. I mean, obviously everywhere in the South, usually, but. Especially down there, man, and you know, you get some dudes, man. I mean, wherever you gotta, you know, wherever the fewer stoplights and wherever you can go hang out at Walmart, man, you probably got some ballers.
There you go, Super Walmart now though. It's Super Walmart.
Absolutely. Well, fellas, y'all feel free to pick Coach's brain. We're a week away from spring practice. Like you said, Coach, most everything is done, and you're trying to catch your breath for a half second before it kind of ramps up again, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, we went strong for about 7 weeks. The plan got kind of changed up because we were supposed to have a couple spring practices before spring break. But with Coach Stoops having to hire, you know, the new offense coordinator, pushed everything back so they would have a little more install time, which was great for us. You know, we got 7 weeks, almost 7.5 weeks uninterrupted training, which was really good, very productive. And so, you know, we'll never complain about extra workout times and extra workout dates.
I guess I want to go back a little bit to one guy I think who speaks to just it's always been a recruit develop, and that starts obviously in the weight room with the bodies, but I was looking for the before and after pictures, but how did you get Josh Allen to where he was, whatever he was, 190 pounds from New Jersey to this big beast who's, you know, in year six, telling an absolute unbelievable career at Kentucky, and he's having a hell of an NFL career as well. How did you get that work with him to transform his body?
Man, it was a work in progress. It was a 4-year grind, and, you know, kind of some ups and downs, and you know, the potential was always there. I mean, he comes from a great family in terms of stock. His sister played ball at Louisville, and, you know, got some cousins, and I think his brother played some college football as well. But the potential was always there. It just was up to him to just kind of own in on eating right and doing the things he needed to do. We were going to always do our part, put him in a position to be able to gain muscle mass but not lose his speed, continue to, you know, gain strength and explosiveness, the whole nine. But the real big gain with him was the summer before senior year. That's when everything started to click. And that's when you saw, you know, him go from 235 up to 255, you know, running well, getting stronger, not losing a step. And so, you know, like I said, it's really, man, it's between a 3 and a 4 year window of just getting guys to just, you know, do what they need to do, because at the end of the day, we want those guys who are multi-sport athletes. We love multi-sport athletes. Mm-hmm. That just means they haven't developed yet because they don't have time, you know.
Sure.
And I'm sure Jalen can tell you the same thing. I went from, you know, when I was in high school, I would go from football to basketball, from basketball to baseball, and then always doing something in the summer. So you're always going. And so once those guys just, you know, kind of just single in on just that sport, that chosen sport, and train, you know, nonstop training the way they need to train, eating nutrition the right way, you know, good things happen.
No doubt. Yeah, I just, you know, and like you said, I remember, you know, in high school, we would have, kind of piggybacking off your point, we would have, and we still do right now, we have guys who they'll leave a 3.5 hour summer workout. Mm-hmm. And go right and go play a summer basketball tournament the same day. And we got guys, obviously, we need to put muscle mass on guys. And it just don't happen, man, a lot of times, because these guys are doing so much. They're going to a trainer, they're doing this, they're playing basketball. I mean, it's just you know, I remember when I got to college, I'm like, man, I finally get a chance to, you know, not pick up a basketball, not worry about basketball season around the corner. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you get to college and you eating everything you can find and you lifting, and you know, it makes it. I mean, we've seen guys jump, you know, 20 plus pounds in one off season just because they got a chance to really just eat and do one thing. So, you know, that's big, man. I love seeing the growth from guys from freshman to, you know, junior or freshman to senior year, because I know how it is, man. You know, that 6-7, sometimes maybe close to 8 weeks leading up to spring ball, and you grinding, man. You really you finally get a chance to just focus on building your body once you're in college, and that's important.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Is the lead up or the ramp up heading into spring practice as far as the work and what you put the guys through the same as what you do for the season, or do you kind of put them on a different routine and regimen? How do you approach the two?
So it's totally different. Spring practice in college, 15 practices. That's all. You're only allowed 15 practices. And that 15 practices is usually stretched out over the course of 4.5, 5 weeks, you know, give or take, you know, sometimes 6 weeks. It just depends. So you're really, and at most you're having 3 practices a week, you know, Tuesday, Thursday, possibly a Saturday scrimmage. We're not trying to get in shape for 15 practices. You're not going to get out of shape anyway after such a long season. What we're trying to do in the spring is focus on building muscle, you know, getting stronger, getting faster. You know, we do some things to make sure that, you know, their cardiovascular and their metabolic needs are met, but we're not trying to sit there and get in shape for 15 practices, spread that much. You want everybody to get reps anyway. If you got 100 guys on the team, you want everybody to get reps. And so, because you want to have a chance to evaluate guys in the spring. So that's going to be spread out. When we get to summer training, yeah, now we're trying to get ready for fall camp. You know, you want to be able to get ready for those practices that now are going to happen back-to-back days, you know, for a 6-day period. And then for 3.5 weeks leading up to the game. And that's a lot different. It's a lot longer training period, train longer in time that you're training the guys, you know, during a workout, but also longer in the cycle of training. But then when we get to the season, man, everything is built up. So now we're just trying to fight for our time. Cause when you get to season, they're getting pulled. They, you know, they got to have their meetings. They got to have practice. They got to have their walkthroughs. We're just trying to get a little bit of time in there to make sure they get some of the things they need so that they can be consistent, so that they can stay injury free, stay tuned up for SEC season. Huh?
That makes sense. Go ahead, Aaron.
I guess one guy, I'm always curious when it comes to finding the balance with gaining, losing, and one guy who's kind of been a good example of that is Ox, right? He went through the whole transformation where he lost weight, tried to gain speed, then he wanted to put it back on, and I thought he played his best ball by the end of last year. I thought he was back to kind of the 2021 version of himself. Just walk me through the process with guys like him and trying to strike that balance, because I know it can be tricky. Even JJ, too, was talking about some of the transformations he was making before last year, and I'm sure he'll be back working with you hard this year, going into this year to work on things.
Yeah, so bigger is not always better.
Right.
You know, a lot of those COVID kids that fell in that crack in that 2020 when they shut down everything, those kids gained weight, man. I mean, they came in heavy.
Me too.
You know, and not having done a lot over three, four month period. But, you know, Ox was one of those guys, man. He was always a fast, explosive. You know, he reminded me a lot of Josh Pascal coming in, you know, could run. Strong, explosive, solid. So he's one of those guys that I never worry about his strength. He has got amazing strength. But just finding that balance of, okay, I think you're small enough. Remember, you play D-line in the SEC. Let's stay consistent with where we are and be okay. So, you know, sometimes, man, those guys, you know, they see an ab or two, especially those linemen now. They see an ab or two, and it's hard to talk him off of it, man. You know, but, you know, he's found a balance. You know, it's still kind of stay consistent with him and making sure he stays where he needs to stay. Because, like I said, he can always be strong enough to hold point. you know, but we want you to be consistent in holding point time and time and time again. Because, you know, when 315 or 320 and a tackle hits you time and again, man, you know, it's hard to be consistent and hold the point and be what you need to be if you're not, your weight is not consistent.
Yeah. Technology, man. We had some coaches on recently, softball coach. We had some we had the baseball guy on. I'm terrible at names, so excuse me for forgetting the name. But everybody was talking about, you know, the new technology and whatnot. And we see the new technology in the weight room that everybody got on the racks. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got some high schools around here that got them, you know, and everybody's, you know, measuring how fast the bar is moving and whatnot. I guess what's new, you know, kind of outside of that, because I'm obviously you got the good info, but what's new in this space, man? What's new in the high performance space that, you know, I guess the average, you know, fan should know or should think about or research?
Well, I mean, the new thing is power output. I mean, I won't say it's new, but it's really, really catching on in terms of the high performance power output, speed. You know, back in the early 2000s, it was like tendo units. That was the big thing. But they were individual units that you'd had to, you know, bring out attached to the bar. Now they have the cameras that can measure the speed. There's a bunch of, you know, companies, Kaiser comes to mind, that their machines measure power output. And we really love those machines in terms of seeing how, you know, powerful our guys are. We measure them on that. But, you know, like you say, you know, they have the camera system now that track your bar speed and do some amazing things and check velocity and see different things like that. GPS units, huge. GPS units now will, you know, not only just measure your speed, measure your total distance, high speed accelerations, you know, just different stuff like that, man. And those things are like huge. I mean, back in the day, man, you know, you went two practices, it's no telling how much you ran. You know, you just knew your legs were dead.
Yeah.
But now you have the, you know, quantifiable proof that you can look at it and say, okay, this receiver went 6,000 yards, you know, in 2 hours and 45 minutes. He had this many high speed movements. And so now you're like, okay, I got to think smart. I got to be smart in what I do. Hey, make sure you recover the right way. Do this, do that. So it's just, the technology is amazing. And not even that, man, I'm going to tell you, the recovery modalities are just insane now. I mean, back in the day, it was like, you're done with practice, go, you know, get in the ice bucket, get in the ice tub, or, you know, sit there for 10 minutes and do that. But now you got compression, you know, Normatec things, you got cold, hot tub, you got all kinds of things, man. Vibration technology out the wazoo. We do massages with our guys. You know, it's everything that you need to get back to where you need to be able to recover, to be healthy, to be able to come back to practice, you know, the next day and perform at a high level, you know, and not get injured. The big thing is, you know, staving off injuries, man, because you can't get better and help the team if you're not healthy.
Right. Yeah, I remember, you know, I'm sure some fans, you know, probably like to hear about this stuff, but Eric Corn was a part of the staff when we were there, when I was at Kentucky. And I remember 2013 when Stoops got to Kentucky. That summer going into the season, they were giving us this like Omega Wave thing. Mm-hmm. And we had this app on our phone.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have to be wake up in the morning and you attach it to your forehead, it's connected to an app, and you sit there for like 5 minutes and it like give you data.
Mm-hmm.
Like how well you're rested and whatnot. And yeah, I thought that was extremely interesting because we started wearing the Catapult GPS system thing. And that was the first I ever heard of it. I'm not sure if anybody else was doing it at that time. But you know, Eric Corn was really into that type of stuff. And I remember he had these sleeves we used to wear. He used to give the quarterbacks for our elbows and whatnot from throwing and whatnot. And I'm like, man, this dude, at the time I'm thinking like, this is the most cutting edge. I'd never heard of it. Cause I mean, I'm coming from high school in Alabama. We don't know about that stuff. So he was giving us so much stuff, man. And you know, having us, you know, go in and do, you know, the ankle testing that can measure the strength of your ankles, and the groin testing machine. There was a machine or a little, you know, apparatus they put between your knees. You got to squeeze and they can measure your groin strength and whatnot to keep you, figure out if you got one side dominant or the other. Mm-hmm. It was just so much, man. We were like taking a lot of time of our day, you know, doing all of this new stuff that involved technology. So I thought that was interesting. And now you see kind of everybody doing it, right? We see high schools in the area where I'm at in Georgia. I mean, they're doing all the catapult stuff, and they got high performance coaches and whatnot. So it's just funny to see how much it's grown, you know, in such a short time. But I'm sure there'll be some more stuff come out soon. And I like that type of stuff because, you know, I think it's real good to, you know, teach these kids, man. Obviously, you want to work hard, but, you know, working smart too, and knowing, you know, where your body is. It's just making them more self-aware at a younger age to be able to take care of their body and know how to get themselves ready to perform high.
Absolutely.
So as a director of performance, with all this new stuff coming out, like Jalen talked about, new stuff when he was there and even new stuff that has come since he just left a few short years ago, you've been in director performance. Are you quick to adapt it, or are you like, let's see how this is first? Because we're not trying to reinvent the wheel, but we want to be cutting edge. How do you find the balance as to jumping on every new thing and maybe not a good idea? And maybe I need to jump on this and I should have, but how do you know which way to move and how to act and you know, with all the new stuff? And
Fortunately for me, Corey Edmond and myself, we have a dual role. So we run a program together, and it's a great, great partnership. I mean, you're talking about somebody, he was my strength coach in college, got me into business, helped me get to Kentucky, you know.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
There are two things that are absolutely true. Grandma loves you, and she would never say no to McDonald's. So treat yourself to a Grandma McFlurry with your order today. It's what Grandma would want. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
And so it's one of those deals where we can bounce stuff off each other. We have so much experience. The one thing that you don't want to do is just jump head first into something because it looks good or it's the new wave and whatnot. Educate. You have to educate yourself. You have to educate yourself on every single thing and, you know, see if it fits what you're trying to do. You know, companies will let you test equipment. And I'm talking about for 6 months or a year. And, you know, us as strength coaches, that's when we have fun with stuff, you know, just to see how we can use it. How can we apply it? Does it make our guys better? Does it add to what we're trying to do? Does it take away from what we're trying to do? You have to ask yourself all these questions. You know, you have to find that balance. There are things that are tried and true. You know, if you go back to see what Rocky was doing when he fought, you know, the Russian on the movie, some things are just tried and true. I mean, I'm being dead serious, but there are things that you can't get away from doing. Yeah, there are things that can be better. There are things that can help you improve. And fortunately, we have a great, you know, athletic budget that we're able to afford a lot of things that, you know, a lot of smaller schools can't. But at the same time, it's not about just spending frivolously. You have to, you know, be smart in what you buy and it has, like I said, if it can't, if it doesn't make you better and it doesn't fit what you're trying to do, why do it? And that's the thing about it. All the recovery modalities that we have, we use all of them. You know, the things that we use for power output, the GPS units, something as simple as, you know, we have some equipment, it's called a run rocket. A run rocket is a resistance training device. So essentially a sled. But with the sled, you know, once you get going, it gets easier. With the run rocket, once you get going, you got to continue to go a little bit stronger because the resistance increase. But then you just walk back and it's ready to go again. You know, it's just something that, you know, something as simple as that. So it's not about just getting toys. It's about getting the equipment that's going to be beneficial to the team in an effort to make them better, you know.
Are you and Coach Ed finishing each other's sentences at this point?
We do. Oh, it's kind of scary. I mean, you're talking about somebody that has known me since I was 17 years old. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be 47 this year in August. And so, you know, we worked together, I mean, all the time in college. Helped me get to Oklahoma, worked with him 4 years there. Went to Arizona for 3 years, and then I branched off and, you know, became a head strength coach. So it's just all that time spent just, you know, just helping each other get better. I was his guinea pig. He all the stuff that he's doing, you know, that he did as a head strength coach in Arizona and NC State and here, I was his guinea pig way back in like 96 and 97, man. And now I always mess with him. I said, man, if you had some of this stuff that you have now, when I was in college, I might still be playing. You know, or at least had a 10-year NFL career. So.
Exactly.
So when you're talking about adapting, I guess one thing everyone's adapting to is the transfer portal. So when you get guys from different places, Georgia, got a couple from there this year, wherever, how much are you implementing learning from those guys that have things that are working for them? And also, you know, just getting them to buy into what you guys are doing. It's obviously a little different now where you're just not everybody you get is out of high school learning it your way only.
Well, you know, it's always going to be a difference. The great thing about having so much experience and being comfortable in yourself as a strength coach with Coach Emmett and myself, we are extremely comfortable in what we do. We believe in it wholeheartedly. We've educated ourselves on it. We're proficient and fluent in it. Everything that we're trying to coach and teach and do with our guys. And the buy-in happens quick, you know, mm-hmm. once guys see what we're trying to train. And so, yeah, everybody's benched, everybody's squat, everybody's done Olympic lifts, et cetera, et cetera. But there may be a few nuances of things that we do that guys haven't done. And once they see the benefit, you know, even if it's different, even if they haven't done it, you know, a lot of it is just that competitive edge. So when you throw guys, the great thing about a transfer, you just throw them in the fire. You know, so you're jumping in a group with 20, 25 seasoned guys who have been through everything that we've done, you know, for a couple of years at least. And then you see those guys start firing off stuff. You know, we say, hey, okay, here we go. Let's go a double skip, you know, then do straight leg run, straight leg to a transition, a bleed transition, put the weighted plant pants on, do this. And then they're just flying through it. And it's looking like, oh man, that looked kind of crazy, you know, and then, okay, well, let me try that. Wait, coach, show me that again. And then that just drives everything, you know. And then you have those guys who ask, coach, what is this benefit? What are you trying to do with that? And I don't mind the question, because then I can instruct you and tell you exactly what we're trying to accomplish, where we're trying to go, why you don't need to do it that way, why we want you to do it that way. And it's just, it's one of those things. So it's all about adaptation, man. If you are a guy that's transferring, you're in the portal, especially an older guy, you know there's going to be some things different, and you get your mind accustomed to it, you know. And so, you know, with us, hey, here we go. This is what we're doing. You don't know if you don't think we know what we're doing, you know, read our bio. Mm-hmm. You know, between the both of us,
look at those Josh Allen picks.
You know, yeah, shoot, Josh Allen, James, yeah. There's so many.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so many guys,
absolutely,
for sure. I'm gonna flip it back to you for a second, coach, because. Coming out of Lynette, you went to UTC.
Mm-hmm.
100 catches over 1,300 yards, averaging 13 yards a catch. Man. You came right in there a little bit after T.O. just came through UTC. So what was it like hitting as a receiver, playing the same position, coming in kind of right after he's heading out?
Man, you know what? T.O. was a senior my freshman year.
Okay.
So he was the reason him, you know, we had three senior starters at receiver. So my first year, I played corner. One of the things that made me want to go to Chet was they told me I could play receiver or corner. A lot of schools wanted me at corner. And so I wasn't, you know, man, I tell guys all the time, look, you know, guys talking about blessed to be a three-star, blessed to be a four-star. I was just glad to look up at the stars and know I had the scholarship. You know, I was like the sixth or seventh best guy on our team. And, you know, Christian Story laughed when I told him that. And he's a guy, you know, Christian is a guy I've known for years. He's from Lynette. I know his people. I know all his people, mom, dad, cousins, uncles, everybody. And he laughed at that. I said, no, man, we really had some dudes, you know. And so I was a guy that got noticed while they were recruiting all those guys. So I went in the chat, man, and I had to develop a little bit. And, you know, like I said, with T.O. being there, it was fun to watch. It was fun to watch how he moved, man. I'll never forget, man. We, you know, back in the day, you had a couple of days of a freshman camp, freshman two-a-days before the varsity came back. I mean, the varsity would not even be on campus once the freshmen were there. And I'm talking about, so when the varsity got back, you know, you've had six practices in. And so I never forget first practice, the varsity come in, you know, I'm going down there to get my ankles taped, like they tell me, you know, and I walk in, man, and I see T.O. This joker is sixth. I'm like, that's a wide out? You know, I mean, just check. And then here comes Mario Grill. Mario Grill was this transfer from Clemson. He's a fullback, got drafted by the Patriots. He was like 5'11 and a half, like 235. And he walks in, these jokers got their shirt off. And I'm tucking mine in. I'll come back and get my ankles taped, man. I feel kind of small just being around those guys, man. But it was just good to see, you know, the evolution of T.O., man. I mean, he was a dog. T.O.'s from Benjamin Russell, Alexander City.
Yep. You
know, home of Russell, you know, so Russell Athletic. But in hindsight, looking back on it, it seems kind of surreal, right? Because here he was, just humble guy, man. You know, drove a 81, 79 Nova. Mm. And he parked that thing after our last game that year. He parked it on the side street. You know, that thing stayed there for 2 years till the city towed it. And then he came back the first year in an Explorer, came back in the next year in a Mercedes. And it was just the evolution of T.O., man. But he worked at it, man. He really did. You know, he always said one of the best things for him was having Jerry Rice and showing him how to work and showing him how to do some of the things, man. And he would come back and shoot, we were soaking it up as young guys, you know, just trying to figure out how to be better.
Yeah. Sometimes you hear about, you know, say a basketball guy that's, you know, tall, good at basketball, but doesn't love the game. Mm-hmm. Say you got a guy that's good at football, but doesn't love the weight room. How do you push those buttons? How do you motivate? How do you get them in to, well, look, you know what you got to do to be ready to play the game that you're good at, even though, you know, guys that don't love the workout aspect?
Well, it keeps coming. It keeps coming every day. Every day you walk through that door, it's coming. It's not about what you like or what you love. It's going to be easy. It's going to be challenging. If you just come in there with that attitude, I have guys that despise squatting. Everything about them, when they put that bar on that back, is like, it'll just, you know, and I tell them all the time, I say, look, first of all, you're not going to stop squatting. You know, second of all, if you tell yourself, and you approach things with that attitude and that negativity, your body's going to respond to it. It's going to be that much harder, you know? So it's about just, like you said, pushing buttons. You got to find the button. You got to find the right button to push. And everybody's button's not the same. Some guys you don't have to motivate. Some guys you have to, you know, figure out what gets them going. sometimes I just make them look. I say, hey, man, you see that guy right there? You know, little freshman, mid-year DB corner. I say, that's Chip, okay? Chip's about 225 right now. I said, if he comes around that corner, you got some decisions you got to make. He ain't moving. Mm-hmm. So you want to squat now or you want to wait till Chip run through you about two or three times this spring? You figure it out. I mean, one way or the other. You know, because I'm serious. I tell them all like that. The smaller guys, I say, listen, you're going to have to tackle that guy. And you're going to have to tackle that guy. And you see what he's lifting versus what you're lifting? So I can get you there. I can get you stronger, but you got to have the right attitude to do it.
How'd you approach it, Jalen, as a quarterback? And you're a tallish kind of guy, slender built, but you know them strong, slim guys. So how did you approach the weight?
Man, me and my brother, my brother played quarterback in college as well at Gardner-Webb. Yeah, but he started off at Western Carolina. We were talking about this the other day, how you come in the weight room as a freshman. And you just like, shit. You're like, shit. I don't know, man. We got a long way to go. But, you know, I just remember coming in the weight room, seeing guys like Bud Dupree walk in there. And I'm like, dude, like this is – and at the time, he was playing Mike linebacker when I got to Kentucky. I'm like, he's 6'4", 262, or whatever he was at the time. And, I mean, these guys going in the weight room. Do y'all remember Koshiek Williams?
Yeah.
Played running back for Kentucky?
Yeah.
Koshiek Williams was a running back my freshman year. He ended up getting hurt the first game against Louisville. He did something to his hip, and he kept playing, and it got to the point where they said, yeah, you know, I think he had a hip labrum. But I remember my freshman year, the first week we walked in, or it was our first testing week or whatever. And he had 7 plates on the squat rack, and he was 185 pounds playing running back. I'm like, phew. That kind of changed my, you know, I've seen strong guys, man. We got some crap with country strong dudes, but I've never seen a guy that small lift that much weight. You know, and I come in there at 6'2", 205, you know, and you have to change your mentality, man, because you go in there, these are grown men. We had a tight end on our team who was like 23, 24 at the time. You know, I'm walking there as an 18-year-old freshman, and we look around like, dude, We ain't ready yet, man. We got a long way to go. You know, and this back when freshmen were playing, but not like they are now. You know, these kids now come in a little bit more ready than what we did even, you know, 12 years ago. You know, it's a big difference now. So, but yeah, man, we walk in and it's like, it's a difference. And like Coach was saying, it's a mindset, man, because, you know, you got to have the right mindset because it's easy to be, you know, you see guys go one or two ways. Some guys be like, man, I'm going to just like chill because I know I got a long way to go. So I'm going to just wait till that time pass. Mm-hmm. You see some guys where they like, I'm a dog anyway. I'm about to get with it. And you see some guys who kind of get in that middle. I was kind of in the middle where I didn't have a choice because I was getting thrust into a position where I was going to play. And I wasn't necessarily ready to play yet. So I had to kind of start taking it serious. I wasn't necessarily, you know, mentally mature enough to get in there and be like, okay, I'm on my own now. I got to take this thing really, really serious. It took for me to be thrust into a position, you know, to play as a freshman to get to that mentality to where, okay, I got to take this thing a lot more serious. I got to take care of my body a lot more because it's a big deal, man. You get hit by dudes who, you know, 300 plus pounds and these grown men, you know, then they going to play on Sundays for a while. So it's a different world. So you got to build your body up. But I think most important thing, and I tell all the guys I come in contact with through coaching, I was like, you got to build your mind up because it's a mental thing. You know, at the end of the day, you'll gain the muscle. You know, like Coach said, he'll help you put on the muscle. He'll help you put on the strength. There's good strength coaches out here everywhere. You know, and I think especially, you know, because I remember being around Coach Ed, and I was like, this dude know how to bring the best out of us. He was bringing the best out of us, you know, my sophomore year. And I'm like, okay, you're going to get around good coaches, but at the end of the day, he can only do so much. You got to come in there with the right mentality. Right. You know, you got to have the right mindset. That's the reason why some guys play and some guys don't. And sometimes it's not really the talent, man. It's the mentality. You got to have a certain mentality when you walk in there. But, you know, like Coach saying, it's right, man. You got to make that decision. When you look across that weight room, you see a guy who's a lot smaller than you, mm-hmm. doing a lot heavier weight. You feel bad about that. You know, you have to, you got, it's a, you know, your ego get involved where you feel like, man, this dude, you know, 15 pounds lighter than I am, but you'll never know. He's throwing up weight like he's a D lineman. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta make a choice. Because at the end of the day, once that ball kick off, it's too late. You know, you got, the choice has already been made. So yeah. It's a mindset, man. And, you know, and it prepares you for life too.
Yeah. Welcome to football moment. Welcome to college football moments. Help with that too.
No doubt.
Everybody, we've all had them. Oh, we've all had them. Harold Morrow played with Auburn, played fullback in the league for like 10 years. I'm sitting there counting. I'm on kickoff return. T.O. was returning. I'm sitting there counting like I got R3. Wait a minute. Listen, I didn't back down, but I was looking up after he hit me. it was one of those deals, you know, that you know. And it was just that, a welcome to football moment.
Sure.
Coach, the head coach, he must have rewound that about 10 times. Mark Hill, I get what you were trying to do, but son, welcome to college football. And after that, man, I didn't have a choice, you know, get stronger.
Yes, sir. Man, I believe, man, Coach, we enjoyed this. Appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
On a bit of a spring break-ish, and you still hopped on here, man. So you dropped a lot of knowledge and a lot of insight, man, and all the results you got. And, you know, we see the Flex Fridays on Twitter. And, you know, Josh Allen, like Aaron talked about, Jamin Davis, all the work you guys put in and getting the guys there. And, you know, we appreciate what you do and getting these guys ready each and every Saturday, spring practice, season, all of that, man. Appreciate it for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man. Undervalued, overlooked, man. That's what we are. You know, you don't know what you need. You don't know what you need till you don't have it, and you know what you got when you have it, you know, in terms of, you know, a good strength coach, a good strength program, man. So it's one of those deals. We love it. You know, we appreciate it. And no matter what we do, we're going to work and get the best out of our guys.
Yes, sir, man. Definitely appreciate it, man. I have to get you back on here sometime again, Coach. Absolutely. Man. Thanks for taking the time, man.
All right, man. Y'all have a good one.
All right, too. Man.
Thanks again to Coach Mark Hill for taking time to join us on the podcast. Before we go, gotta take a second to tell you about the Autograph app, where you can get rewarded for listening to our podcast. Who doesn't want to get rewarded for listening to this podcast? The team at Autograph, co-founded by Tom Brady, is redefining the fan experience by letting users earn points for the acts of fandom they take every day, like listening to this show. The Autograph Fandom app gives you access to all your favorite Kentucky content in one place and offers rewards like tickets, exclusive merchandise, and more. You're already listening to our show, but now you can earn points and get rewarded for it. Head over to the Apple App Store and search for Autograph Fandom Rewarded and download it for free today using referral code BELIEVE Kentucky, BLEAV Kentucky. Link and code are also in our podcast description. So, for Aaron Gershon, Jalen Whitlow, Coach Mark Hill, my name is Vinny Hardy. This has been another episode of Believe in Kentucky. We'll holler at y'all next time.
There are two things that are absolutely true. Grandma loves you, and she would never say no to McDonald's. So treat yourself to a Grandma McFlurry with your order today. It's what Grandma would want. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.